Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
It's the eve of the Dublin Horse Show, and at the RDS there's plenty of cleaning and polishing of horses going on. Ciara McGrath from Bray is a student working at the show, and she's part of an education programme at Festina Lente. That's a non-profit organisation in the county Wicklow town. Ciara showed reporter Suzanne Campbell around the stable block where she's based for the week.
Cleaning out the stables, so we'll be getting all the droppings, be getting put outside the stables, we'll be taking them off, and then as the horses are getting changed around stables, it'll be horses going home, new horses coming in, that's when we actually clean out the whole stables.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Have you worked here before?
No, this is the first time.
And you are in a course in Festina Lente and Bray. Tell us about that.
The course is called ETP, we call it. It's the Equestrian Training Programme. It's great for people with learning difficulties, any type of difficulties in life. I had problems with school and all. I suffered with depression and anxiety. So I was kind of, it was a fear going back into school, kind of. So I decided to go there, and it's after helping me so much with classwork, with just getting back out into the big bad world. Just about people with anxiety, seeing people with autism, all different type of problems. Like, it's just, it helps them so much.
And we know now more about, like, horses have a really good role to play in anxiety and mental health issues. You must benefit from that then, being around them.
Yeah, well, when I first started Festina, I suffered a lot with anxiety. I wouldn't be able to stand here and do this and speak to you. Whereas now I can speak much more to people. It's just, they help you so much. They just help you express yourself, kind of. They help you come out in yourself. I don't know what it is that they do, but they help people a lot.
There's people that may have difficulties or barriers that would stop them continuing on in education. Some of our younger students are school leavers at the age of 16. Some of them would have went to college. It wasn't for them. This is more a vocational training programme, so they'd be working on the yard and doing classwork at the same time.
Leanne Swain is Ciara's instructor in her equine training programme at Festina Lente in Bray.
We have a really nice group of students at the moment as well. They're really welcoming and they're really inclusive of everybody. So everybody knows that everybody's struggling with something, but it's okay not to be okay, but keep going at the same time.
PJ Casey from Meath has just finished exercising a mare who's in competition in the lightweight hunter class.
Green Hall push button.
And what's she in?
Lightweight mares.
And where are you coming from? And how many are you bringing to the horse show?
Meath, 10, all hunters.
Would you hope to sell many?
Yeah, he'll sell them all.
Even if you don't get the right price? Will you come home with an empty lorry?
Yeah, they're all gold. Good ones will always sell. The top show horses will always sell, and then you have your other lads who have the brain to go hunting and behave themselves, have manners.
My name's Kieran Smith, and I'm from Kerr, County Tipperary. We breed a few Irish drafts. It is difficult to make money breeding horses. There's a gap between the breeder, producer, and the sale, and I think the producer is making more than what the breeders are all day long. Young stock, there's not a lot of money in young stock, no.
Would you have another business as well, or another job?
Oh, I'd have a full-time job, yeah. No, they're hobby-like, you know. Like, I know, like, obviously, when you get up to the more refined bloodstock and that side of it, possibly you could make a living out of it, but it's tough going, like, you know. It's definitely labour love for a lot of people in Ireland, like.
Breeding horses isn't as glamorous as you might think. There are 14,000 sport horse breeders in Ireland, and a survey conducted by the Irish Field newspaper this week found that most breeders don't make money selling horses. It also doesn't help that our international ranking of Irish show jumping horses is declining. Judith Faherty from the Irish Field.
International buyers, they're not coming to Ireland as much anymore for Irish sport horses because we just haven't been producing them in recent years. And alarmingly, from this survey, 72% of breeders say they are not making any money from breeding at all. And the age profile of those as well, only 16% of those are between the ages of 23 and 30. Breeders are beginning to die out. They're beginning to wrap up their breeding enterprises because they just cannot make money.
Philippa Scott, who trains Connemara ponies and ridden horses, has come to the RDS with 6 horses from Ballina in County Mayo.
Traditionally, this would have been a big showcase for the traditional bred horses. Mm-hmm. My grandfather and my father would have always produced horses to show and sell at the show, and that would be a big event in our calendar for the year.
Is it a bit worrying now with Brexit coming up, or does that affect you at all?
It is a concern, mainly to do with transportation of horses, I think, over and across the borders and things, and also travelling to the north, say, for example, and over to England to compete, and also then, you know, when the market kind of falls a little bit, what the sterling is going to do and how that'll affect the price of the market, etc.
The buyer players that you think will be here, particularly from the UK, do you know they're travelling over this year, or do you expect the numbers from the UK to be steady or down or up? Or
in general, you would see a lot of return customers, so the same faces coming year on year, and they would have built up relationships with other producers and other clients, so they would be coming back too. Having said that, definitely during the bust years, so to speak, we did notice a big drop in sales, and I suppose my grandfather, he would have always expected us to come home nearly with an empty lorry. He didn't understand that the market has changed. When they were coming back in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, they would have been coming with horses and not leaving with them, whereas nowadays with social media, and the market has definitely changed, and it's not necessarily that you would come to Dublin and go home with an empty lorry in the same way that it once was.
16% of competitors at this year's show come from Northern Ireland, and Shirley Hurst from Lisbeth and Fermanagh has Brexit pretty much forefront on her mind.
We have a total of 9 young horses from Fermanagh, Cavan and Dromore, County Down.
Is this still an important showcase for you? Would you look to be selling on those horses this week?
Of course we'd like to sell them. It's always a great opportunity. It's a window shop to a lot of foreigners coming into the country. It is one of the best shows in the world.
Brexit and the movement of horses, is that a worry for you coming up in October, November, what might happen?
Yeah, it's a big worry. You know, it's hands up in the air. We don't know what's going on. The future could be very drastic. I don't think the outside world realise a lot of them how serious it is. We'll wait and see what the conclusion will be. It's not going to be an easy one. There's going to be a lot of unhappy people.
That was Shirley Hurst there, ending that report from the Dublin Horse Show by Suzanne Campbell.